Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana from the Advocates Official Journal for the State of Louisiana and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 43042 through 43107 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30 of the Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. Letters of protest, there are no letters of protest for today's sale. Notification of tracts to be withdrawn. Tract numbers 43055 and 43059 will be recommended to be withdrawn from today's sale. If there are any bids on this tract, you may pick them up at the conclusion of the board meeting today, and we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We did not receive any bids on track 43042 through 43050. We did receive one bid on track 43051, advertised as 1,742 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 273 acres. The bidder is Sunnyside Resources, Inc. Sunnyside Resources, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $47,775. $47,775, or a per-acre value of $175. Annual rentals are $23,887.50. $23,887.50. Royalties are 20.5%. We received one bid on track 43052, advertised as 14 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,614. $5,614, or a per-acre value of $401. Annual rentals are $2,807. $2,807. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43053 or 43054. It is recommending that track 43055 be withdrawn from today's lease sale. And we did not receive any bids on tracks 43056, 57, or 58. And with being recommended that track 43059 be withdrawn from today's lease sale. We received one bid on track 43060, advertised as 2,405.48 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 658.89 acres. The bidder is Hillcor Energy One LP. Hillcor Energy One LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $190,419.21. $190,419.21, or a per-acre value of $289. Annual rentals are $95,209.81. and 61 cents. $95,209.61. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracts 430-61, 62, or 63. We did receive one bid on tract 430-64, advertised as 26.95 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $14,957.25. $14,957.25, or a per-acre value of $555. Annual rentals are $7,478.63. $7,478.63. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on tract 43065, advertised as 6.97 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,868.35. $3,868.35, or a per-acre value of $555. Annual rentals are $1,934.18. $1,934.18. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on tract 43066, advertised as 22.57 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $12,526.35. $12,526.35, or a per-acre value of $555. Annual rentals are $6,263.18. $6,263.18. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43067, advertised as 9.12 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,061.60. $5,061.60, or a per-acre value of $555. Annual rentals are $2,530.80. $2,530.80. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43068, advertised as 10.596 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Texas Petroleum Investment Company. Texas Petroleum Investment Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,659.60. $2,659.60, or a per acre value of $251. annual rentals are $1,329.80. $1,329.80. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 43069, advertised as 13.983 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Texas Petroleum Investment Company. Texas Petroleum Investment Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,509.73. $3,509.73, or a per acre value of $251. Annual rentals are $1,754.87. $1,754.87. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 43070, advertised as 0.579 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Texas Petroleum Investment Company. Texas Petroleum Investment Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $145.33. $145.33, or a per acre value of $251. Annual rentals are $72.67. $72.67. Royalties are 23%. We received two bids on track 43071, advertised as 115.37 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 3.022 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,500.60. $7,500.60, or a per acre value of $2,482. Annual rentals are $3,750.30. $3,750.30. Royalties are 26.5%. The second bid on track 43071 is for the entire track. The bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $29,073.24. $29,073.24, or a per acre value of $252. Annual rentals are $14,536.62. $14,536.62. Royalties are 25.25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43072 or 43073. We did receive one bid on track 43074, advertised as 2,498 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 357 acres. The bidder is Hillcor Energy One LP. Hillcor Energy One LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $128,877. $128,877, or a per acre value of $361. Annual rentals are $64,438.50. $64,438.50. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracts 43075 through 43091. We did receive one bid on tract 43092, advertised as 2,499.98 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 516.34 acres. The bidder is Catapult Exploration, LLC. Catapult Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $184,333.38. $184,333.38, or a per acre value of $357. Annual rentals are $92,166.69. $92,166.69. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracts 43093 or 43094. We did receive two bids on tract 43095, advertised as 1,684.19 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 115.94 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners, LP. Castec Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $43,013.74. $43,013.74. Or a per acre value of $371. Annual rentals are $21,506.87. $21,506.87. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 43095 is for a portion containing 1.81 acres. And the bidder is Castec Energy Partners, LP. Castec Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $671.51. $671.51. Or a per acre value of $371. Annual rentals are $335.76. $335.76. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43096, advertised as 2,043.55 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 111.23 acres. The bidder is Castech Energy Partners, L.P. Castech Energy Partners, L.P. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $61,176.50. $61,176.50, or a per acre value of $550. Annual rentals are $30,588.25. $30,588.25. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43097 or 43098. We did receive one bid on track 43099, advertised as 410.5 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 58.02 acres. The bidder is Castech Energy Partners, L.P. Castech Energy Partners, L.P. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $21,525.42. $21,525.42, or a per acre value of $371. Annual rentals are $10,762.71. $10,762.71. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43100. We did receive one bid on track 43101, advertised as 859.89 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 3.74 acres. The bidder is Castech Energy Partners, L.P. Castech Energy Partners, L.P. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,387.54. $1,387.54, or a per acre value of $371. Annual rentals are $693.77. $693.77. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43102 through 43107, and that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting, and the committee meeting should begin around 9:30.
In the paper that four board members have been reappointed and a new board member has been appointed, and there's been no word about the other four, and Mr. Seideman's going to address that.
Thank you. Ryan Seideman with the Attorney General's Office. Basically, this is a fairly common thing and a fairly simple thing. Under Title 42 of the revised statutes, specifically 42:2, any board member that has not been actually replaced continues to serve in his or her official capacity until their successor has been appointed, sworn in. And so basically the fact that we've got four folks that we know of who have been reappointed doesn't impact the status of anybody here today under 42-2. You're still obligated to continue to serve, whether replaced or not. And I don't think we have any indication yet as to who the new member replaces. So it shouldn't affect anything today. Everything's still kosher. Under 42-2, just do what you always do, and everything's fine. Thanks.
Good morning. Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Harper, Mr. Cordero, Mr. Diaz, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders, Ms. Smith. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting. I designate Mr. Talbert and Mr. Bradbury to please present the agenda.
Thank you. Chairman Smith, members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,886 active leases covering nearly 839,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 150 leases covering 73,000 acres. Of the 150, there are four leases to discuss in more detail today. Let's begin with State Lease 192-C in the West Bay Field. Hillcorp Energy is our lessee. Committee last reviewed this lease on July 11, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Hillcorp's lease development report, and they be granted until January 9, 2013 to report on the work completed over the last 6 months and their plans for the next 6 months. By letter dated January 8, 2013, Hillcorp reported that they had spent approximately $3.1 million on recompletions and workovers on five wells. They also reported they had incurred a cost of approximately $8 million to repair damages resulting from Hurricane Isaac. Hillcorp's future plans on this lease portion include first half of 2013, additional recompletions and or workovers on five wells. Second half of 2013, three new drills affecting the lease with anticipated costs of $21 million. Staff is recommending accepting the report and that Hillcorp be granted until June 12, 2013 to meet with the staff to present definite plans of development on the non-productive acreage on West Bay Field portion of State Lease 192. Are there any questions? Moving on to Lake Rackesee Field, we have three leases. ExxonMobil Corporation is our lessee. Committee last reviewed these leases on April 11, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant ExxonMobil and or Hillcorp until January 9, 2013 to report on possible new prospects resulting from the geophysical study. By letter dated January 8, 2013, ExxonMobil reported that Hillcorp Energy, after review of the geophysical data, decided to opt out of the farm-out agreement, thereby allowing ExxonMobil to seek other parties to develop the acreage. ExxonMobil reported that discussions with two separate companies on the farm-out area have begun with hopes for a new farm-out agreement. One of the interested parties is Shoreline Energy, which recently acquired an interest in the Lake Rackesee Field. The staff is recommending deferring action until March 13, pending further review by the staff. There's some things that came up that we want to look at further on these leases, so we're going to defer for March. Are there any questions?
Good morning. I have two items to bring to the board's attention this morning on the force majeure report. The first of this is a request by Sylvan to extend the force majeure recognition due to rig availability for a period of 60 days until the April 10, 2013 board meeting for State Lease 1337. This was one that we had granted approximately a one-month force majeure on because they needed to dredge and they were confident they could get the rig on by the 13th of this month. They had problems with the dredging, dragged out. They lost their place in rotation. This is going to be a problem for another company that will show up next month because everybody's vying for the same two or three rigs right now, and some of those are under long-term commitments, so as they come available, this is going to show up. The second one is staff is requesting permission to rescind recognition of the force majeure for Aviva for state leases 4407, 4458, 4865, and 5049. Due to the fact there's been no activity, based upon what information we can glean, they have no intention of going out here and spending the money to put the wells on. In fact, they're trying to sell the property. We request that we this is one of those that were shut in by Isaac, and they haven't done anything for it. The effect of this will be that they will have the remainder of the 90 days for these leases to restore production to these leases. One of them had 20 days, the rest had 90. And that is it. I'm available for any questions.
Thank you both gentlemen. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Is there any public comment at this time? I need a motion and a second to accept and approve all the reports, reviews, and recommendations by the staff. I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second from Mr. Diaz. All in favor? Any opposed? The motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second from Mr. Diaz. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you both.
Call to order the Nomination Tract Evaluation Committee meeting. Time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Harper, Mr. Diaz, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith, Mrs. Smith, Mr. Klein. Okay, we have a quorum. And I also appoint Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda items. Good morning,
Fontenot. Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 66 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. There's a recommendation to withdraw tract 43055 and tract 43059, situated in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana. A portion of both of these tracts were overlapped by an operating agreement. The applicant has been notified. There were no bids on today's lease sale on this track. The staff recommends that they be that track 43055 and 43059, situated in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana, be withdrawn from today's sale.
Okay. Motion and second. Staff recommend. Motion, Mr. Segura. Second by Mr. Diaz. Any public comment on this item? Comment from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
And the final item is 70 nominations were received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the April 10, 2013 lease sale and are pending approval by the board for advertising. The staff recommends that they be given this authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the April 10, 2013 lease sale.
And motion and second to approve the staff's recommendation. Motion. Mr. Segura, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment on this item? Comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. Motion and second to adjourn the committee meeting.
Motion. Move.
Segura, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? Any opposed? The committee is closed. Thank you, Mr. Fontenot.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Mr. Arnold and Ms. Smith on here, so I'll just handle the audit committee. I'll call the audit committee meeting to order. I designate Ms. Rachel Newman to present the information to us. Could I have a roll call? Mr. Robert Under Secretary Robert Harper, Emil Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Juba Diaz is here. Mr. Michael Morton, Mr. Darrell Smith, and Mr. Chip Klein. We have a quorum, so we can begin.
Good morning. Item number one on the audit agenda is a recruitment request from Energy 21 Gulf of Mexico for an overpayment in the amount of $27,180.08. The state lease numbers involved are 06706 and 06894. For the sales month of May 2012, Energy 21 paid NGL royalties based on incorrect volumes and values. Staff has verified the corrected volumes and values and recommends that Energy 21 GOM be allowed to recoup $27,109.38 from future royalties.
All right. Do you have any questions or discussion on this item? Came pretty close to what it was. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries and for staff's recommendation. Item 2.
Item number 2 is a penalty waiver request from Pennington Oil and Gas Interests, LLC, for a penalty of $15,684.32 billed for audit exceptions. The field audit for May 2007 through December 2011 began on May 7, 2012. Total royalty collected for the audit period is $1,291,042.82. This was the first audit of Pennington Oil and Gas. Excuse me. They were very cooperative with accommodations and scheduling, as well as providing documents and giving us access to key personnel. They did provide timely responses, and principal and interest was paid promptly. The company has taken corrective measures to prevent future recurrence of errors. Pennington Oil and Gas Interests, LLC, paid the state a total of $56,029.63 in audit exceptions and $10,884.95 in interest. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, staff is recommending a 100% penalty waiver of $15,684.32.
All right. Do you have any questions or discussion from the board on this item? Any public comment? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion to accept the staff's recommendation of 100% penalty waiver. Motion by Mr. Cordero, second by anyone? Second by Mr. Harper. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 3.
Item number 3 is a request to place Renaissance Petroleum Company, LLC, on demand for audit exceptions and unpaid royalties, which were the result of a field audit. This was Renaissance's first audit, and it covered the period July 2007 through December 2010. A billing letter was sent on October 26, 2011, for audit exceptions totaling $151,445.18. Payment of this amount was made under protest on November 18, 2011. On October 30, 2012, the AG's office sent a letter to Renaissance in disagreement with their interpretation of the leases involved in the audit. A response from Renaissance attorney was received on November 14, 2012, demanding a refund of exceptions paid within 30 days or legal action would be taken. Since resolution has not been reached by January 31, 2013, in accordance with the August 8, 2012 State Mineral and Energy Board resolution, staff will return all funds paid to Renaissance, and interest and penalty will continue to accrue. The Attorney General's office is in agreement with this request.
Rachel, can you refresh my memory about the resolution about returning the money?
Yes, we had a resolution that was passed in August that granted anyone who had an audit currently paid under protest until January 31st to resolve that audit, or the funds would be returned to them and interest and penalty would accrue. The resolution also stated that any payments under protest are limited to 6 months, and if the audit can't be resolved within that time period, the payment is returned to the company.
And is that the reason being, is that puts us on a better footing for future argument?
We want to get some of these audits moving. We've had some payers in the past who have paid under protest to stop the interest and penalty from accruing, and the audit just goes a little stagnant.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Are there any questions or discussion from the board? Any public comment? If not, entertain a motion to accept the staff's recommendation, put them on demand. Moved by Mr. Smith, is it right? And second by Mr. Diaz. Any further questions or discussion? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. Item 4.
Item number 4 is a request to place Union Oil Company of California on demand for audit exceptions, which were the result of a field audit. This was UNICAL's second audit, and it covered the period January 1997 through December 2009. A billing letter was sent to UNICAL on June 24, 2011 for total audit exceptions of $832,753.83. Payments totaling $506,110.94 for exceptions agreed upon was made on April 10, 2006 and again August 23, 2011. On November 23, 2011, UNICAL made a payment under protest for 5 remaining exceptions, totaling $326,642.89. Staff met with UNICAL representatives in Houston in April of 2012. It was decided at this meeting that UNICAL would provide additional information to support their claims. To date, Mineral Income has received no additional documentation. Since resolution has not been reached by January 31, 2013, and in accordance with the August 8, 2012 resolution, staff will return all funds paid to UNICAL and interest and penalty will continue to accrue. The Attorney General's office is in agreement with this request.
All right. Similar situation as the one before.
Yes, sir.
Any questions or discussion?
Yeah.
Mr. Cadero?
The exceptions, $832,000, was there a major recurring exception or just various ones?
Let me see what the exceptions were. Excuse me, just 1 minute. We had numerous exceptions for numerous issues, flaring, volume issues, transportation deductions, pricing issues, various.
Okay.
Any further questions or discussion? Any public comments? If not, do I have a motion to approve the staff's recommendation to go forward and put this company on demand? Motion by Mr. Cadero, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 5.
Item number 5 is a request to grant Chesapeake Operating a 90-day extension on their payment under protest as a result of a field audit. This was a limited scope audit of all gas pricing in connection with the Haynesville shale fields. The audit period was July 2009 through June 2010. A billing letter was issued on January 27, 2011 for $84,187.66 in audit exceptions. Chesapeake remitted a payment under protest on February 28, 2011. Since that time, staff has been in contact with Chesapeake regarding this audit. In October 2012, Chesapeake Operating submitted a public records request for pricing calculations and schematics used in the audit to determine the market price for the fields under review. A response was received by Chesapeake on November 11, 2012, stating their position on the information provided. Staff is currently working with the Attorney General's office on a response. Staff is requesting a 90-day extension of the payment under protest period from January 31st, 2013, to continue working with Chesapeake towards resolution.
All right. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, do you have a motion to approve the staff's recommendation? Moved by Mr. Cordero, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 6.
Item number 6 is a request from Intervest Operating LLC to withdraw the January 2nd, 2013 request for an extension of an audit payment made under protest. If you'll recall, at the January 19th Audit Committee meeting, the Board granted Intervest Operating a 30-day extension on a field audit payment made under protest to allow time for representatives of Intervest an opportunity to address the Board at the February 13th meeting. On February 7, 2013, staff received a request to withdraw the original extension. On July 16, 2007, Intervest paid $213,510 in royalty exceptions and $66,902 in interest for a total of $280,412 paid under protest. Intervest Operating LLC was placed on demand at the March 8, 2011 board meeting. Staff requests approval to rescind the extension and refund $280,412 to Intervest.
So you're going to return the money and then proceed with the demand?
Well, they were placed on demand in March 2011, so we don't have to do it again. But the money will be returned, and they are effectively on demand.
Right. Okay. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, do I have a motion to approve the staff's recommendation? Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Klein. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries.
Item number 7 is the staff report to the committee that the election for February 2013 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin Plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Great. Thank you very much. Do I have a motion to, if there's no further business, to adjourn the audit committee? Motion by Mr. Cordero, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to convene the Legal and Title Controversy Committee. Secretary Harper?
I'm taking a roll.
I'm sorry. Mr. Emil Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Juba Diaz? Mr. Michael Morton? Mr. Darrell Smith? And Mr. Chip Klein? And with me here, there is a quorum, so we can proceed. Mr. Ryan Sattelman will appoint him to handle, to present the information to us.
Thank you, members of the board. Ryan Sattelman from the Attorney General's office, filling in for Rick Heck this month. The only item on the agenda that's not in executive session is a request by QEP Energy Company to negotiate with the staff for an operating agreement or operating agreements covering approximately 600 acres of title disputed lands located in sections 12, 13, and 14, Township 14 North, Range 12 West, Red River Parish, Louisiana. The operating agreement shall cover the depths from the base of the Redessa sand to the base of the Cotton Valley sand. QEP Energy Company also requests that this acreage be deemed unavailable for leasing while negotiations are ongoing for a period not to exceed the date of the third Mineral and Energy Board meeting after the board has authorized negotiations. This request arises out of some ongoing litigation, but because it's not really a part of the litigation, it's not a matter for executive session. This deals with the a larger series of suits among the state, several production companies, and the Albritton family groups in Red River and DeSoto parishes that have arisen in the wake of the Justice Oil decision in 2010. And what QEP is seeking here is an operating agreement to cover the Cotton Valley production in an area that is currently in dispute. There are, and I think if the board will recall, it's been about a year, but I think Chesapeake and maybe even Petrohawk have approached the board with similar requests in the past. Those requests were put on hold pending the litigation. They were really competing requests. QEP's is not a competing request. It deals with a whole separate geological formation and nobody else has approached us regarding this. The staff recommendation is that QEP Energy be given the authority to negotiate with the staff for operating agreements covering this area, and that the acreage be removed during the negotiation process. I can answer any questions if you don't have
any. All right. Any questions or discussion on this matter by the board? Any public comment? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the staff's recommendation for the operating agreement. A motion by Mr. Cordero, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 2 and 3 is some executive session items.
Correct.
So I'd like to entertain a motion to go into executive session. Mr. Cordero, motion, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We are going into executive session. To be brief, we'll be back shortly. Thank you. All right, at this time I'd like to reconvene the meeting and the Legal and Title Controversy Committee meeting and entertain a motion to come out of executive session. We have a motion by Mr. Diaz, second by Ms. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? We're back in regular session, as Ryan Seidelman can resume the issues at hand.
Sorry, folks. Well, as to the executive session matters, number 2 didn't require any action. It was just an update.
Right.
Number 3, the Kenneth W. Webb case versus State of Louisiana Department of Natural Resources, basically just looking for the board's authority to, if necessary, have some possible settlement discussions.
Okay. Do I have any questions or the committee? If not, are there any public comments? Do I have a motion to approve staff's recommendation on this matter? Motion by Mr. Cordero, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. If there's no further business, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn by Ms. Smith, second by Mr. Diaz. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you, Ryan.
Call the docket review committee to order. We'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Harper?
Here.
Mill?
Here.
Mr. Martin? Sanders? Darrell Smith?
Here.
Helen Smith?
Here.
We have a quorum. Will the staff please present its recommendations to the committee?
Okay.
Mr. Dennis?
Good morning.
The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources have reviewed those items requiring board approval for the February 13, 2013 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items number 3. Items number 4 and item number 5, approve subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 6 through items 14. Item 15, approve subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 16 through items number 25. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, items number 1 and item number 2 defer at the request of staff. Item number 3 withdrawn at the request of the applicant, and approve items number 4. And that will complete the staff's recommendation to the docket review committee.
Are there any public comments to the staff's recommendations? Are there comments from the board?
No.
I have a motion to accept the staff's recommendations.
I move.
I have a motion and a second for Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? It passes. I have a motion. Wait a minute. Motion to adjourn. A motion and a second for Ms. Smith. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The committee is now adjourned.
Okay, thank you.
The board meeting will convene in about 10 minutes.
All right.
Okay, roll call. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Harper?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Diaz?
Here.
Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Sanders? Mr. Smith? Present. Ms. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 8 members present and a quorum.
Great, thank you. Item 2 is the approval of the January 9th, 2013 minutes. Do you have a motion to approve those minutes? Moved by Ms. Smith, second by Mr. Cordero. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 3 is the adoption of the committee recommendations. 3A is Lease Review Committee. B is Nomination and Track Committee. C is the Audit Committee, D, Legal and Title Controversy Committee, and E, the Docket Review Committee. Do you have any questions or discussion on those committee issues? Any public comments? If not, do I have a motion to approve those committee recommendations? Moved by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Cordero. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 4 is our executive session for our technical briefing. If we're ready at this time, then we'll entertain a motion to go into executive session to get our technical briefing. A motion by Ms. Smith, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? We are in executive session. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
I'm not saying.
All right. I'd like to entertain a motion to go back into regular session. Moved by Ms. Smith. Second by Mr. Morton. All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We're back in regular session. Thank you, Mr. Vaughn. I designate you to present the information.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate that. On track number 43071, we had two bids by Hillcorp Energy One. The staff recommends accepting the second bid, which was a bid on the entire track for $29,073.24. We're recommending that that bid be accepted. As to the remaining tracks receiving bids, we're recommending that all of those bids be accepted.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any questions on any of those bids? Any public comment? If not, do I have a motion to accept staff's recommendation to award those bids as leases? Moved by Mr. Cadero, second by Mr. Diaz. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Those bids are awarded as leases. If there's no other business, Mr. Vaughn?
That's it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Item 6 is the announcements. I'd like to make an announcement. A good friend of mine who is a former board member, John Bernhardt, who served on this board in the late 80s, early 90s, passed away this Friday. He was in the oil and gas business, was an attorney, but was mainly in the oil and gas business. And so I just wanted to mention that. He was a good friend, but he was involved in oil and gas, and he served on this board at one time. Mary Beth knew him very well. Also, like to you to keep in your thoughts and prayers. Rick Heck and Tom Sanders both had some health issues recently from the board and the staff, and so keep them in your thoughts. So, if there's anything else, any other announcements?
Yes, sir. Just a couple of announcements. We have two new geologists on our staff. I'd like to introduce to the board, Mr. Andrew Lewin. Would you please stand up? And Ms. Ann Wiley. They've both joined us within the last month.
Great. Welcome.
The total for today's lease sale was $756,594.75, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to just over $12.8 million.
All right. Great. Thank you. Any other further announcements? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Cadero. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We adjourn. We'll see you next month.